जैया राधा माधव कुंज विहारी। जैया गोपी जन भालव गिरिभर धारी। जैया गोपी जन भालव गिरिभर धारी। यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जामुना तीर भारी। जमुना तीरा बनचारे जैया राधा माधवा कुंजारी। जैया राधा माधव कुंज विहारी। जय ओम विश्वपाद परमहंस परिव्राज कचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्रीमद् सेवाइंग ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की जय। ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्रीमादि डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज शिल प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की इस्कॉन फाउंडर आचार्य शिल प्रभुपाद की ग्रंथराशिम भागवतं की निताई गौर प्रेमानंदी। ओ ग्लोरिस devotees, O glories to the assembled devotees, O glories to the assembled devotees, O glories to Shishi Guru and Shigauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavatam Canto 7, Chapter 14, Texts 41 and 42, entitled The Science of God. We have 41 in there. 41, okay.
पुरुषेष्वापि राजेन्द्रा सुपात्रं ब्राह्मणं विभु तापसा विद्यया तुस्त्या दते वेदं हरेस्तनुम्। पुरुषेष्वापि राजेन्द्रा सुपात्रं ब्राह्मणं विधु तपसा विद्यया तुस्त्या दते वेदं हरेस्तनुम्। पुरुषेष्वापि राजेन्द्रा सुपात्रं ब्राह्मणं विधु तपसा विद्यया तुष्ट्या
Nareshtanum. Please chant. Purusheshu, among persons, api, indeed, Raja Indra, O best of kings, Supatram, the best person, Brahmanam, the qualified Brahmana, Bidhu, one should know, Tapasa, due to austerity, vidyaya, education, tushtya, unsatisfaction, datte, he assumes, vedam, the transcendental knowledge known as Veda. Harehe, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Tanum, body or representation. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. My dear King, all persons, a qualified Brahmana must be accepted as the best within this material world, because such a Brahmana, by practicing austerity, Vedic studies, satisfaction, becomes the counterpart body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport. From the Vedas, we learn that the Personality of Godhead is a Supreme Person. Every living entity is an individual person, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is a Supreme Person. A Brahmana who is well versed in Vedic knowledge is fully conversant with transcendental matters, becomes a representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and therefore one should worship such Brahmana or Vaishnava. A Vaishnava is superior to a Brahmana because whereas a Brahmana knows that he is Brahman, not matter, a Vaishnava knows that he is not only Brahman, but also an eternal servant of the Supreme Brahman. Therefore, worship of a Vaishnava is superior to worship of the deity in the temple. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, Shakshadaritvena Shamasta Shastre. In all of the scriptures, the spiritual master, who is the best of the Brahmanas, the best of the Vaishnavas, is considered to be as good as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This does not mean, however, that the Vaishnava thinks himself God, for this is blasphemous. Although a Brahmana or Vaishnava is worshipped as being as good as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, such devotee always remains a faithful servant of the Lord and never tries to enjoy the prestige that may accrue to him for being the Supreme Lord's representative. Text number 42.
Nanvasya brahmana rajam krishnasya jagat atmanaha punam tapada rajasha trilokin daivatam mahat.
Translation: my dear King Yudhisthira, the Brahmanas, especially those engaged in preaching the glories of the Lord throughout the entire world, are recognized and worshipped by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the heart and soul of all creation. The Brahmanas, by their preaching, sanctify the three worlds with the dust of their lotus feet, and thus they are worshipable even for Krishna. Purport. As admitted by Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita 1869,
Na chastasman manusyeshu kaschimme priyakritama.
The Brahmana preached the cult of Krishna consciousness all around the world, and therefore, although they worship Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Lord also recognized them as worshipable. The relationship is reciprocal. The Brahmanas wants to worship Krishna, and similarly, Krishna wants to worship the Brahmanas. In conclusion, therefore, Brahmanas and Vaishnavas who are engaged in preaching the glories of the Lord must be worshipped by religionists, philosophers, and people in general. At the Rajashuya Yagya of Maharaj Yudhisthira, many hundreds and thousands of Brahmanas were present, yet Krishna was selected to be worshipped first. Therefore, Krishna is always the Supreme Person, but by his causeless mercy, he recognizes the Brahmanas as dear most to him. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purport of the 7th canto, 14th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Ideal Family Life. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Umilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Namo Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Pashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatyade Satanime. Bancha kalpataru vyasha kripa sindhu vyeva cha patitanam pavanevya vaishnavevya namo namaha. So Srila Narada Muni concludes his instructions to Maharaj Yudhisthira, and this chapter dealing with the ideal family life puts a lot of emphasis on the importance of deity worship for the ideal family life. And that basically explains that it was is compulsory, that have to be there, have to be present in a householder arrangement that basically is a centerpiece of a householder life, compulsory. But Narada Muni goes to say that, however, that one have to come to a much that a much mature understanding of the process of deity worship and the connection that is there for the living entity with Krishna is that one have to appreciate and understand how to properly deal with devotees. In other words, the purpose of deity worship we understood through this chapter is to help us purify ourselves. It's for the purpose of purification. When in more advanced stages of devotion, then it's not a compulsory thing. There are great devotees that can simply by meditation be completely connected in their relationship with Krishna, and that meditation of silent meditation on the Gayatri Mantra, or just chanting the holy names, you know, by Nam Jagya. So, and they're able to do it perfectly. But when your heart is not pure, then deity worship is compulsory. And the explanation is that deity worship helps us not only regulate our material habits and our condition, but also at the same time purify us from that condition itself. So, and on the top of that, so not only help us in regulation, regulating habits, also purification, but also help us establish the loving relationship with Krishna just by serving his deity form. And the reciprocation is there, and one becomes naturally attracted and attached. The sentiments develop. Genuine attachment for the deities, genuine connection with the deity. It's a very esoteric thing, but it's real. And we all experience it. So, but Narada Muni went to explain in the previous two verses, the one that we heard on Saturday, Nityananda Prana Prabhu gave the class, he said that in those initial stages in which, you know, we're engaged in deity worship and we're still not, our Krishna consciousness is not mature, then we engage in Krishna in the deity worship, but we don't know how to properly associate with devotees. And that's called the Neophyte stage, the Kanishta Adhikari. So we're expected, as we practice Krishna consciousness under the guidance of the spiritual master, to become advanced from the initial stage of Kanishta Adhikari to the, at least to the next stage, which is called Madhyama Adhikari. And in the Madhyama Adhikari, you start to understand, you know, the Krishna consciousness start to flourish, to open. And when one is able to properly associate with devotees, and one's faith becomes fixed. So it's not the roller coaster that in general we experience, you know, in the neophyte stage, that, you know, we're more or less in the middle of a tug of war between our material desires and our devotional desires. but rather now that devotional sentiment becomes steady. And then we understand how to properly associate with devotees. The factual thing is that, and that's something that as we approach Krishna consciousness, we have to understand the worship of the devotees and the relationship with devotees is pretty much interconnected with the worship of the deities. They're not separate. They're not separate, worship of Krishna and worship of the devotees. And it's very easy to understand, like, you know, as we become devotees, immediately we're placed in a situation that we have to deal with different classes of devotees. And some devotees are senior than us, some devotees are in same, you know, level than us, and some devotees are younger than us and or you know, newer, like that. So we all experience that as soon as we come to Krishna consciousness. As soon as been, there's someone who has, you know, who have more experience, there's something someone that have less experience. You know, it's like that. The relationship with those who have less experience, that one is simpler. Because as in general, actually, we can say, you know, very comfortably that those who take to devotional service, the devotees, their heart is very nice, it's soft. They're very special. Not anyone comes to Krishna consciousness. These are all very special people, devotees, in a world that is full with people who are ignorant of, you know, their relationship with Krishna, then you have the opportunity to associate with the best people of the world. So the inclination of the devotees is a nice heart that is open. And even, you know, when that heart is maybe covered by some conditional habits that we bring, nevertheless, it's like devotees, you know, in general, they're like, you know, a diamond that sometimes is covered with, you know, something, you know, like, I think it is said that it's like cold. You know, like, in order to get the diamond, you have to wash all that stuff. You know, and sometimes it's pretty messy. But you can sense the diamond that is there, beautiful, you know, jewel. And so, the relationship with someone who is less experienced is simple, because you're extending yourself, and you know, you're happy to extend yourself. That was simple. The relationship with someone who is more experienced than you is also simple, because you sort of look up, you know, and you recognize, oh, this person has, you know, more experience, and I'm grateful that this person is sharing, or that type of thing. The one that is more problematic is a relationship with equals, you know. How to maintain, you know, a very respectful and understanding relationship with devotees that are our peers. Sometimes devotees who are our peers, you know, well, you know, we take instruction for those who have our best experience, but you know, if a peer comes and say, you know, Prabhu, you should not do that. I say, wait a minute, who are you? That type of thing. Maybe, you know, we don't take it so, you know, readily like that. You don't know how what I'm doing or like that type of thing, you know. So how to, the way we're dealing with each other becomes something of a tremendous importance in our progress in Krishna consciousness. And the principle is given here. Of course, we hear the instructions about, you know, how we should worship the Vaishnava. And in general, we understand, yeah, well, it's clear. Yeah, we just perform Guru Puja. And, you know, universally, we are all agree and inclined to, you know, to worship Prabhupada and honor like that. And also, we accept that, yeah, worship of my Guru Maharaj, the spiritual master, is quite acceptable. And, you know, I take that. And I understand from Krishna that worshipping of the spiritual master, the only way, like we say that Sri Guru, what is it? Sri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakati Satma. That by the worship of the spiritual master, then is the only way where we can receive the mercy of Krishna. Yasya aprasadam, Bhagavad Prasadam, yasya aprasadam, nagati kutopi. By pleasing the spiritual master, we please Krishna. And by displeasing the spiritual master, Krishna is displeased. So that one we understand. The Bhagavatam also tell us that the emphasis that is there on manifesting an attachment for hearing and chanting is possibly one of the most, possibly arguably the most important goal that we have in our path of Krishna consciousness, becoming genuinely attached to hear about the glories of Krishna. And Srila Sutta Goswami tells us that attachment, that capacity to become attached to hearing and chanting the merit and the glories of Krishna is depending on service to the devotee. So the process for us is to become, to hear and chant. But to be able to hear and chanting, we have to become, serve the devotee and become attached to the devotee of Krishna. Shatadanasya Vasudeva Kataruchi Sian Mahat Sevaya Punya Tirtani Sevanat. So that service to the pure devotee becomes the most important thing. Great, service to the pure devotee, but you know that doesn't mean, you know, any regular little devotee. That's not a pure, you're not a pure devotee. So I mean, I'm supposed to serve the pure devotee, but you definitely not a pure devotee. Definitely not. So, you know, don't ask me to serve you. No. It doesn't work like that. The principle doesn't work like that. Why doesn't work like that? Well, why do we worship the devotee of Krishna? Well, because they're very dear to Krishna. Krishna says that in the Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada quotes 1869, in which Krishna says, there is no servant most dear to me, nor ever will be anyone most dear to me. So he just not say that, you know, this devotee is most dear to me, but he says that ever will be someone more dear to him. Like that. So basically it's established. Devotees, and which devotee he's referring to? In 1868, Krishna says that those devotees who are teaching this great secret, the secret of the Bhagavad Gita, this Guhyam, to the devotees. Those who are teaching the secrets of the Bhagavad Gita to the devotees, there won't be anyone more dear to Krishna. So, Narada Muni is explaining that these devotees who go all over the world teaching the science of Krishna to others, to the devotees, these are the most dear. Krishna worshipped them. Krishna said there's nothing more dear to him. So we know, we hear from Krishna, they're dear to him. That's why we worship, because they're very dear to Krishna. And what happened? Krishna explains, and it's just a natural thing. If someone is so dear to me, when someone does something to someone who is very dear to me, I become very pleased with that person. Prabhupada gave the example that if you want to please a great person, you please something, someone that is dear to him, like, you know, their child. You do something to their child. You don't approach a great person, but if you're able to do something nice to their child, you know, bring a little a candy or give a little toy, and the child becomes very happy and pleased, then the great person becomes very happy and pleased. So Krishna becomes extremely happy and pleased when we serve his devotee. Now, we pray to Srila Prabhupada, that he's an ocean of mercy. He's a friend of the poor. He's a friend of the poor. We're like in the streets, basically. So we're poor. Well, why we're poor? We're poor spiritually. And Prabhupada is that person who is so compassionate, pure devotee. These devotees, like Prabhupada, the devotees who preach all over the world, the representative, you know, takes people who are poor spiritually, and he stands himself like an ocean of mercy, and we become theirs. Because we say you're the Lord and Master of the devotees. You're the Lord and Master of the devotees. We belong to Prabhupada. We belong to we now. He has taken us under his children, and those devotees who are serving Prabhupada's mission. But guess what? They're very dear to Srila Prabhupada. They're very dear to Srila Prabhupada. Everybody who comes here becomes very dear to Srila Prabhupada. Those who actually dedicate themselves, what to speak of those who dedicate themselves to serve Prabhupada's mission. So they're very dear to Prabhupada. They belong, it's Prabhupada's. They're Prabhupada's. Each one of us, we're Prabhupada's. We belong to him. So, serving the devotees of Srila Prabhupada is serving Srila Prabhupada. Neglecting the devotees of Srila Prabhupada is neglecting Srila Prabhupada. Neglecting Srila Prabhupada is neglecting Kishore Kishori. So that's the principle. The principle, this Srushusho Shadananashya, this Shan Mahat Sevaya Vipra, this service to the devotees means service to the devotees. The pure devotees, those who are servants of the pure devotees, serving them is more pleasing. Just like serving the pure devotee is more pleasing to Krishna than service directly to him, service the devotee of the pure devotee is more pleasing to the pure devotee than when you do service directly to him. Because imagine, you know, the neophyte position. I am the servant of Kishore Kishori, but I neglect the devotees. How in the world we can say that? We can't. So that's a very immature position. So I'm serving Prabhupada's movement. I'm very, you know, dedicated to serve Prabhupada's movement, but I neglect Prabhupada's devotees. Doesn't work. Doesn't. It's like it's something. How you say contrary, like that. So it's an important principle, and according to Srila Sutta Goswami, it's compulsory. Worship is compulsory, or service to the devotee is compulsory, and they go together. And they have to be, we have to, just as we learn to worship the deities, and we learn the etiquette to worship the deities, and the regulations to worship the deities, simultaneously and with the same conscious effort, we learn how to deal with the devotees, how to serve the devotees. And Lord Chaitanya, he gave us the his instructions to Srila Sanatana Goswami of our identity. And that identity we have to embrace. Dasa, 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 anudasa of the devotee. We're the servant of 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 Srimati Radharani. So that is our identity as devotees. So we just embrace serving. And, you know, our religion is just to serve the devotees. And that's the easiest way to worship Kishore Kishori and to worship the deities. We serve the devotees. And we can embrace that with great happiness and gratitude that we have the opportunity, that when we're given the opportunity to serve the devotees. And naturally, with that mood, Krishna consciousness just flourish. If we always track back or settle on that principle, always go back to the principle, I'm the servant of the devotees, then natural humility becomes, you know, something awakening within the heart. Then one is able to also to track, to check. It becomes very clear when our ego, false ego, gets, you know, kicks in. And you're able to sort of witness almost, you know, when those things comes out. And you have to, you're able to work out those things. And so the process of growing on Krishna consciousness, of moving forward to the platform of Madhyama Adhikari, in which our faith becomes steady, becomes a much more quicker and smooth if we, you know, being a servant of the devotees. And I will say, the way I understood it is that really there's no limit to that consciousness. There's no limit. You can go as far as, you know, yeah, for me the devotees are worshipable. That's it. You can go fanatic if you like. You know, it's not unsafe, I would say, to cultivate that mood, the mood of serving the devotees with, you know, almost like this. Yeah. Any questions? Yes, Jai Baladev Prabhu.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you for your class. My question and comment is related to, you were mentioning the different experiences of the devotees. There's always going to be different levels of experience. And this reminds me of something I caught over years that's very catchy that Jitendra said. I got it from him, a lot of other good poetry. He said something to the extent, you know, related to your point, are we experienced in devotional service or commotional service?
Oh, what?
Commotional service.
Commotional service.
So I really appreciated that because we hear that if we're experiencing aparas, then it doesn't matter how long we've been in Krishna consciousness, we're actually not experienced. And even Krishna says in Gita of chapter 4, Ye yatam mam prabhantate tam tatipa bhajamyaham, that he reciprocates according to our sincerity and our lack of offenses also. So my question is related to the point that how detrimental is it to one's kashya? I'm asking a kind of a two-part question. When one is, let's say, more experienced than or has more years in Krishna consciousness, now the tendency is that if somebody has less experience but they're getting more attention, the envy arises. And also one aspect is that when one is less experienced in Krishna consciousness and one is getting a lot of attention, then pride arises, like, I'm doing it. So there's two aspects, you know, one person is envious and one person is proud. And we hear in chapter 2, verse 38, I was just reading that victory or defeat, you know, success or failure, Krishna says these are all dependent on me, whether you're successful or failure, whatever. So how can you address those two types of consciousness that, because in Bhaktisiddhanta's article, he says the title of the article says that the highest Vaishnava sees himself as the lowest of all. And then if you think that way, then you'll always be free from envy. So can you address those two, consciousness, envy, and pride? If I'm more experienced and somebody is less getting more attention to me, I want to find fault. And if you're less experienced, you're thinking, wow, I'm getting all this attention, I'm doing this. In the end, it's Krishna doing everything to test us. So can you explain like the downsides of both those type of mentalities that we're ultimately think we're the doer, basically?
Yeah, it's takes care by, like I say, just embracing this understanding that I'm just a servant. I'm the servant of the devotees, so I'm not, you know, necessarily, you know, when I'm the servant of the more elevated devotees. You know, it's not qualified. We're the servant of the devotees, and obviously, you won't serve the less experienced devotee in the same way that you serve, you know, the more experienced devotees. You know, there are certain distinctions, but you're the servant. So the mood of being a servant, help us deal with our false ego, and it always goes back to that. It's gonna come, you know, because we're in the process of getting purified from false ego. So we'll see it happens. But if you're cultivating the mood, Krishna will allow you to see it, because the mood of being service is a Krishna conscious mood, you know. It's a Krishna conscious experience when you're serving the devotees. You feel, you know, how Krishna, Srila Prabhupada, you know, you fear that you feel their reciprocation and their blessings, their pleasure. It's a Krishna conscious experience. False ego is not. False ego, when we do something that's not a Krishna conscious experience, that is just part of our, you know, baggage, the experience is, you know, you feel bad. You feel, it brings, you know, not Krishna conscious emotions, but it brings, you know, material emotions in general, you know, frustration or anger or loss or something like that. And those are negative experiences. And especially when we're sensitized to devotional service, when we're sensitized to having had Krishna conscious experience, because we all had, then there's the contrasting experience of, you know, just anger and frustration and lust and all that stuff. It's like, ew, you get yourself in something really dirty, you know, and you're able to witness that. And then that's when we get the opportunity to, okay, you know, no good. Let me get back to, you know, to where I am. I'm the servant. And I'm rearrange myself in that consciousness of the servant. So it gets, and eventually it just, you know, you become very proficient at just being the servant. You become, you know, that's when we start to move from the Kanishta to the Madhyama. So it's a conscious cultivation. We're the servant.
Thank you. Kyle, made one brief comment in appreciation of your point that we're just a servant, and it was kind of related to my, it was going to be a question, but it's just kind of like observation and appreciation of your point that we're just a servant. And this purport, Prabhupada mentions that the spiritual master never thinks himself God. That's blasphemy, he said. And one thing I appreciated, one observation I noticed is that one reason why Krishna is always happy, you see him in all the pictures, he's always smiling, even on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. I mean, who smiles on a battlefield? You know, I'm about to get my head chopped off. And the reason is, he's the supreme controller. You know, he could stop whatever arrows. And when Prabhupada mentioned this, this reminds me is that although we may not, there's a phrase, actions speak louder than words. So although we may not say I'm God, we could see in our everyday experiences that we try to be God. If someone, you know, control people, I want people to respect me, or if they don't do something I say, then, you know, immediately, like Prabhupada said, blasphemy, because I'm not the supreme controller. And this kind of related to your point that we're the servant, you know. We have to kind of realize we're not God. Just like Bhakti Tirtha Swami said, Prabhupada, the devotee's not respecting me because I'm black. Prabhupada said, well, you're not God. No, you know, you're also nonsense. You're not the supreme controller. So that was kind of one observation I made in that regard. So, right.
Thank Any you other question? Much. And Bhakti Eric, Prabhu?
Today is my last day here. I'm going back to the Upper Peninsula of Michigan about 4 o'clock. So I wanted to say thank you all for your wonderful service. It's been a pleasure to serve you all, and you've all served me very well. It's been a fine time here, and I've learned and grown, and there's been all sorts of experiences, and lots of love from the devotees. So I really appreciate that, and thank you for maintaining the mission of Srila Prabhupada here, so that persons like myself can come visit and take part and learn and grow and take Krishna consciousness back with them to their homes. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bhaktari Prabhu. We're going to miss you too. It's time to become attached to see you. Haribol. Anything? Okay, thank you so much. Garantarashiman Bhagavatam ki jai, Shri Prabhupada ki jai.